Меня зовут Штефан Шуман, я работаю с Anschläge Deum в Берлине. Слушайте Type Radio.
Sweet 16. No, we don't know.
My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
And we're here with the guys from Anschläge. Welcome.
Okay. Welcome.
What's the first question?
You have one question, that's it.
Yeah, we were not sure why we are invited to talk about typography.
We're not going to talk about typography.
Type Radio is not just about typography. I mean, it's a starting point, but we talk about anything.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
We talk about sex. Sports?
No, we never talk about sex.
No. We don't talk about sports either.
No.
They're basically designed to, so politics. We talk social issues, family life. We do everything.
Are you religious?
I would say in my own special way.
And what way is that?
That we believe in. No, that's a little bit pathetical, but we believe in ideas, and we try. You spoke about the social issues, and we try a little bit to not to only design a surface, but to design a topic and a social issue, and that's our idea of graphics, I think.
Well, I try to do a kind of compensation. We don't believe in anything, but in the fact that things are changeable.
But why are you concerned with social issues?
Well, we concerned.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're when we were 14, in the age of 14, then the German wall crashed down, and it was such a special thing in the air that all is possible, and that's a very important point in our life. And because the whole crew, we are three persons at the end, Stefan, Axel, and Christian, and at the same age, and we were in these very special age of 14 when the war crashed down. And so we in this year after, we don't go to the school, and because it was a little like chaos, and it was a little that anything is possible, would be possible in the future, you know. And it was the fixed point to have to think about what I want to do with my life and with my ideas also.
It's quite impressive if you see that you can, well, do a revolution with such a simple and stupid thing like a candle in your hand, or the Czech people that use their keys to ring them. It's totally stupid. It's something like maybe just like a prank already, but this thing was amazing to us. And then there was this summer of 1990, this so-called short summer of anarchy, and this, if you are 14, it's great.
And so why then did you decide to go into graphic design
at this point?
No, not at this point. It was I'm grown up in Berlin, and it was a little the graffiti scene or so, and you have to deal with colors and themes and walls, and you were a little bit like a criminal at one point, but at the other point like an artist, and that was one very important point. These two poles of a human being. Yeah, you are hunted for it, what you do, but you are like a little star at the same thing you're doing. And and then I wanted to be the classical things like a medicine and an engineer for airspace, and at the end it was graphic design.
And for you?
No, it's a total different background, because I'm not from Berlin. I haven't grown up in Berlin, but in the city south of Leipzig, so it's deep province. And well, it was drawing was a way at this time to bring things to a point I couldn't do with language or things like that, and so this was the way I started to study, and then we met and we started to do things together, and that's the way it went.
The project you're most known for is traveling through all these cities in Germany and producing a newspaper locally. Could you tell something about that project?
The project with the name Kraut. In German, it's the British word for Germans.
Yeah.
And it's not sauerkraut, it's Kraut, and it deals with the untranslatable word Heimat in Germany. It's it's in one point your complete social and cultural background, but it's in the other way a landscape where you grown up, and we decide to deal with this theme Heimat, because it's in Germany because of the war and the Holocaust. The Germans have in this time, it was 2003 or 2004, it was before the soccer championship or football, a soccer championship, and it was all the or one where a specific a characteristic of the German was the question, what does it mean to be a German? Yeah, okay, and what this problem because of the war, and it's the feeling like nobody loves me, and now it a little bit changed because the time between these criminal act and now it's a little bit more years between it, and the new generation has a new view of it, and we try to collect stories about that with this project, and it was an oversea container with glass around, and there was built in a bureau for printing, like a printing company, and was a team of 3 to 5 persons, which were artists, designers, architects, journalists, photographers, and so on. And they have produced a newspaper in 20 cities, each city 1 week. And
they produce it daily, that's the thing.
Daily, a daily newspaper, only with a copy machine. And it was from the view of the graphic designer, it was very interesting. You forgot all the Apple and Illustrator stuff, and you have only the copy machine and your pencil, and in the best way, 2 pencils. And you have only 1 color, it's black.
And you drew the type by hand?
No. Well, but the only way to produce it was using a copy machine, and so normally you make a PDF and then you print it, and that's it. And we didn't make it to this final point to make a PDF. There were just parts of it, and they were collected together, and then everything was put together. And this was a very fast way, because this was a group of 5 people. We had eight pages, and we started at 10 in the morning. We closed collecting the news at 2 o'clock, and then we started making the design for 4 hours. And then we published it, and so we had to work quite fast. And the easiest way was to use a Caesar and a copy machine. Mm. And this was, for us, it was really an adventure, but a nice, really nice thing. And we still use some of the stuff we made there to continue working this way.
And how were you collecting the information?
Asking people, standing around. We placed this office container. Was always used in a marketplace or something like this.
Yeah, sort of central location.
And it looked strange, and the people looked strange, and they told strange stuff. And so other people that told strange stuff came to us and told their stories. It was quite easy to collect stuff.
Were you also like treated hostily sometimes? The people were sort of hostile against you.
Well, we had a very good. We had some guys in Berlin who organized that we had always a bed. And a place to stay,
okay.
So this wasn't the problem. food was some. We were invited to have dinner with people, and sometimes we made kind of small campaigns in the cities. For example, there was a the election for the mayor in Konstanz, and there was a guy, a homeless guy, who wanted to become the mayor also. And there was nobody who made a campaign for him, so we made it.
Did he get any votes?
No.
No.
Not at all. No, I don't know exactly.
But it was just.
But he didn't become mayor.
Not at all. But it was a chance to communicate how to become a mayor. What do you have to do for to communicate the idea that everybody can become a mayor?
Theoretically.
Yeah. Theoretically, and this was the interesting thing. So it was more like
it goes into regular political thinking of this community, probably. Mm-hmm. You know, there's these guys from Berlin in this trailer. They come in and they change our system around.
Mm-hmm. And this was it wasn't the idea, but you have this thing that you have this huge country with all these very extremely different places. People from Bavaria can't deal with the people from the north, people from the west can't deal with the people from the south, the Catholics can't deal with the Protestants, so you can just tell the stories of the ones there to the people there, and this is what we made. And unemployment, for example, is a different topic in the east or in the south. So in the south it's something strange, and in the very east it's absolutely normal.
Yeah.
It's
One important thing was in which cities the container was and produced this newspaper. We selected 20 cities, and each city was standing for a special view to Germany. It was like the Japanese view. It's the Castle Neuschwanstein, for instance, or it was one of the most ugly cities in the country, or a city a village. It was not only a city, I think. It was standing for one view and one feeling of Heimat, of this word. And so we tried to collect these impressions from the people from the street. It was like this, and at the end it was a book about, I think, 850 pages.
Yeah. And the interesting thing was that you could take the issue from Rome City to the other. So suddenly people got to know about very simple stories from different places, and they could take this newspapers from us. So.
And you also went to one city, you went to Holland also.
Yeah.
To Venlo. Why did you do that?
it was in Venlo, and the Dutch people say Berlin is the most Dutch city in Germany, and Venlo is the most German city in Holland. Mm-hmm. And so we selected because it's these, because it's like a little bit a Dutch-German thing. It's like, we think, like a brother thing. It's very similar from the language, from the history, and like in love hate, I would say it's one aspect of Heimat, you know, what's similar and what's the foreign thing. That's fine. And so we selected Venlo, and it was for us the best station from the input, because the German people are more like this: what do we thinking about, or what do we doing here? And in Holland is it more like, okay, I will join.
And we even found new editors for the newspaper there, just by staying 1 week in Venlo, and they joined us later, just 3 weeks later in the north of Germany. They just.
So could you say like the Dutch were more open to the project than the Germans were?
I guess the Dutch were more used to strange projects.
And why did you stop?
That have to do with your physical.
just pissed off moving to new cities.
You have no Heimat. That's the point. You're talking about, or you're asking about Heimat, and
you lose your
the
own
team.
Heimat.
Yeah, and you lose your Heimat, and it's like this feeling like Globetrotters feel 5 years in all the world, and you come back and say, okay, and I have to go. And so we want to avoid this, and to come back to our work. And it's for us, we are not interested in an idea which take us 30 or 50 years or so. Mm. It wasn't the time between studying and working, and so we have the spare time or this free time to do it. Now it would be more
expensive.
expensive, more difficult, and so.
Just from these things. In these days, it was quite easy to leave everything for almost a year, and it's much more difficult now.
And it was the three of you. There were three of you were traveling together.
No,
it was different. Christian, who is not here, he was the chief editor. He took all the places, and we joined him in some stations, and we did the office here in Berlin to organize the transport, to do to organize the places to sleep, to organize the people who are going to join the team, because we had always one team for, I guess, four stations. And so we had all about 20 stations, so there was a lot of administration work as well, and as you can imagine, also a lot to deal with financial stuff and office stuff, and they couldn't do it from abroad with no telephone, no internet, so we did it there, here in Berlin.
This is Type Radio. Now we are talking. This is Type Radio. Now we are talking. Type Radio. Now we're talking.